Civil rights activists have joined forces with the American Civil Liberties Union in a national effort to reform state laws that bar parolees and probationers from voting. Both Illinois and Iowa have recently passed laws allowing ex-felons to vote as soon as they leave prison. But a bill to change Wisconsin's law has failed to come to a vote in the past two legislative sessions. Bill sponsor, Democrat Joe Parisi, says he's hopeful opposition from Republicans won't kill it when it's introduced again in January.
Some Republican voice support for it in the past. I would hope we could get beyond the partisan rift in this discussion and look at the facts and look at what's best for all the citizens of our state.
There's no question about what's best, according to ex-offender Jerome Dillard. He works with ex-felons on parole at Madison Urban Ministry. Dillard says denying parolees the right to vote only increases their sense of alienation from a community they're trying to rejoin after years of being locked away from it.
Individuals leave institutions just feeling that they're not a part of this nation or the communities that they're going in. Being an ex-offender, not having those rights, and when they were reinstated, I just felt like I belonged to the process here.
Preliminary results of research now underway at the University of Minnesota shows a strong link between granting voting rights to parolees and a drop in recidivism rates. Researcher Chris Eugen says it appears ex-offenders who vote are less likely to commit new crimes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.